Welcome to the Saucer Nerds Podcast. We would like to advise that although we do condone drinking, we do not condone drinking and driving. So drink up, act stupid, whatever it is you do, but always make sure you have a safe way home. Thank you and enjoy the show. And welcome. You have found the Saucer Nerd Podcast. My name is Patrick. As always, I will be joined by my illustrious co-host Jeff here shortly. But before we get into our real deep and heavy, not really heavy, but just in-depth conversation of some adventures that we went on this past week, I just wanted to tell you how you can find out more about Saucer Nerds and tell you how you can become a part of our family here at the Revenge of the Saucer Nerds podcast. You can find us online at www.saucernerds.com. Now, listen to me when I tell you this because I have to explain it to everybody. We spell nerds K-N-U-R-D-S. So it's saucer, K-N-U-R-D-S.com. That's where you can find everything that is Saucer Nerds, including videos, including every episode of this podcast, and all the other Jeff's beer reviews, the Jimmy Waxall's adventures. I mean, it's our website. We put whatever the hell we want to up there. And if you got a suggestion, or if you got a podcast from the Charlotte area about beer in general, email us, saucernerds@gmail.com, and let us know. We want everyone to, we like to promote everyone. We like to build this big family of beer-loving people that just want to have fun. That's what we're here to do. This episode of the podcast is completely different than last week's episode because if you listened to episode 7, the Saucer Talk podcast, we were kind of rushed. We didn't have much time. We were going to a basketball game. We stopped by the Saucer right before we went to the basketball game. So we were kind of rushed. So it was a very quick and not in-depth conversation. Well, today we have something completely different for you because this is a very in-depth conversation because me and Jeff had a bunch of experiences this past week that were amazing, and we got into it, and we got to give in depth and our thoughts and everything on it. And that's what this podcast is all about. That's what podcasting is all about. We want to allow you a chance to bring you in to our experiences and allow you to sit back and experience this with us and through our descriptions and our thoughts and our experiences. And that's where fun, that's where the entertainment factor comes into these things. So I'm glad that we got to sit down and have these conversations, and we got to go in depth because, we went to the UNC Charlotte-Davidson game. And for those of you who don't know, I say this every podcast, but I like to reiterate, we are from the Charlotte, North Carolina suburbs area. So we're right around UNC Charlotte campus. And Jeff actually is a student at UNC Charlotte. So we like to go to their basketball games. Jeff just got me into it, and I've been going to the last couple with them. And we got to experience the Davidson versus UNC Charlotte game. And it was an awesome game. I won't get too much into it because we go into it in depth in the podcast, in the conversation. So that's one thing. And then last Saturday we went to a party where they had a cornhole tournament. And I'll let you figure out or listen and see how that turned out because it was a pretty epic tournament. And we shot a potato gun. We had a little bit of moonshine, a little bit of apple pie. That's what I'm talking about. And it was just a good time. And that's what it's all about. And it's awesome when we have these experiences that we get to come on and explain on this podcast about the things we've done and allow you and take you away from reality for that 1 hour. And that's what it's all about, is we want to just allow you to sit in on our conversation and enjoy our talk. And get you away from the bullshit and all this world is and the reality that you sit in, because that's what everybody needs that sometimes. So that's what we're here for. So thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Follow us at Saucer Nerds on Twitter. I think our Facebook's facebook.com/saucernerds. But if all else fails, go to www.saucernerds.com, where you can find everything about the Saucer Nerds, the Flying Saucer, me, Jeff, all of it. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy the show. Our song of the week this week is, I'm going to play it. Jess is our queen of the song of the week because she's the one that always gives us some type of song whenever we ask her for it. And so our song of the week is The Monkees. I don't even know what the name of the song is. I think it's the Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees. And there's a specific reason. Because we didn't record this episode at the Flying Saucer. We actually were in Jeff's living room about to watch the Panther game. And the reason the significance for this song is the fact that we got 2 6-packs of Golden Monkey. For those of you who don't know what Golden Monkey is, it's a Victory Brewing beer, and it's very good. It's a very good beer. But the problem with, well, it's not really a problem. It's actually a plus side of it, is it's 9.5% alcohol. Now, you take that into consideration that your average Budweiser, Bud Light, all that has about 3.5% to 4% alcohol. Yeah, this stuff gets you drunk really quick. So me and Jeff are buzzed pretty good when we do this podcast. But that's the whole significance behind using the Monkey song. It's not about beer, but the last 5 freaking beer songs of the week haven't been about beer. So why not just continue this trend? So here's the Monkees. Enjoy it. And right after that, we'll go straight into the conversation. Me and Jeff, check out our week. It was amazing. Once again, thank you for listening.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. People say we're monkeying around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go where we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless, there's always something new. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we're monkeying around, but we're too busy singing, put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say. Oh. Anytime or anywhere. Just look over.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Patrick.
We're here with another episode of the Saucer Nerds podcast, and much to everyone's disappointment, we are not coming at you from the Flying Saucer. We're actually, where are we coming to them from?
We're coming from Jimmy Waxall's living room.
Jimmy Waxall's living room,
The reason being is, you know, during 2 episodes ago, we had such, I introduced some people to Victory Golden Monkey. Victory's a brewing company, obviously. Golden Monkey's the beer. And we got this idea to do an episode solely just drinking Golden Monkey.
Dad, what's the alcohol level of Golden Monkey?
I believe it is 9.5% volume.
Yeah, and we got 2 6-packs. So the most expensive 2 6-packs on the face of the earth.
You went to the wrong place, though.
I did. And that's on me. But it is what it is. Like we said earlier, mission accomplished.
Yeah, he showed up with the beer. I supplied the food. It's going to be a good night. Panthers are playing.
That it is, yes. We're getting ready for the Panthers and Saints game. We have a lot of stuff to talk about on this episode of the podcast, because we've had a pretty eventful last week.
We had an eventful and fun week. Wednesday,
we had to preface this story.
Okay.
With as we've stated before in the podcast, Jeff was in the military, and once he got out, he decided that UNC Charlotte was going to be the place where he would continue his education and acquire his next degrees. So Jeff is currently a student at UNC Charlotte. All right, now take the story away, Jeff.
Okay, so UNCC has got a pretty good basketball team. Me and Jess, she's been on the podcast before as well. We enjoy going to all the games. We went to pretty much most all of the home games last year, and we'll probably go to all the home games this year. Well, this past Wednesday, they played Davidson, which is in the same county as Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, so they're cross-county rivals. They play for a trophy called the Hornet's Nest Trophy. It's an ugly damn thing, but, you know, it's the meaning behind it. Patrick, this was his second game. After last week's podcast, we went to the Charlotte game. They played with UNC Asheville.
That's right.
And
which we mentioned in the last podcast.
We did mention that. They won that game. We were sitting, just to give you some context, because what I'm about to go into, we were sitting in the upper deck because we stayed at the Flying Saucer so long that we didn't get there until right before tip-off. So we didn't really get that great of seats.
Well, we could have. We could have went down and got good seats. But Patrick got a ticket from some old dude that had two season tickets to let him in for free, which he looked at me in the eye and said, after you get in, you're on your own. You see, you have to sit where you can find a seat. So, and I was like, oh, this place must be packed.
So you got through the gate, but you didn't even have a ticket.
No, I went through the game, and I never even had a ticket in my pocket or in my possession at all. Yes. I just walked in behind him. He scanned both of the little cards they have and then said, all right. And I said, thank you, buddy. You want me to buy you some food or a drink or something? He's like, no, we're good.
I wonder why he didn't give you the ticket stub.
He didn't have it. It's like two little season pass cards.
Oh, okay.
That he pulled out and like split them up, and they scanned both of them. And then I walked in behind him. I said, thank you to the person taking tickets.
But he did give you something, right?
There was that 64-yard field goal that you were telling me about.
Didn't he give you something? Like
no. Oh, he gave me a little pass to go to the luxury suite to get a bag of chips and a soft drink or something. I never made it up there.
Hospitality pass.
I decided I was
going
to go overpay for Bojangles. For those of you who don't know what Bojangles is, I don't know if it's nationwide.
If you live in the north, you probably don't. But you're missing the
hell
out.
Yeah. Would it be like a Cajun thing?
It's not Popeyes, but it's like
a Cajun style thing because they do the spicy chicken and like the Cajun stuff, like Cajun filet sandwich and this.
It's good.
And that. Yeah,
I don't know how to describe it other than it's pretty good.
They got like the Cajun seasoning on the fries.
Like when we go to the Panther games, we normally go ahead and tailgate, but we don't normally grill out too much because it's just us and it's not that fun. And so we normally go by Bojangles and just pick up like a bow box or something and just, you know, party it out in the parking lot, drinking beer and eating Bojangles.
Nice. I need to get to a Panthers game with you guys. It's almost over. I mean, season's almost over now.
They play the Saints 22nd and 23rd of this month, something like that coming up at home. They play them tonight and they play them at home. No, we don't have tickets yet.
Wonder how much we can get tickets for. Probably expensive since they're doing well.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, we derailed. Back to our story.
We'll call those victory derails.
Yeah, that's a good call. So there we were. I got in line at 4:30, and the game doesn't start till 7. But
this
is on Wednesday. But the student doors open up at 6, an hour before tip off, and in order to get the ultra great tickets. I mean, no, not the ultra great tickets. The ultra great spots to sit at. You got to get there early.
Yeah, explain to them the scenario as a student. Like, because you get student tickets, but you can also buy guests like two guest passes for basketball games.
Right. For students, for football, football was new this year, Charlotte. And for basketball, they do a online ticketing thing. So basically, as a student, you go on. They have a request date, and then they have a claim date, and you got to request tickets online, and then you got to go back on and claim them. Well, soccer counts for this, baseball, football, basketball, and I think something else, but the more events you go to, volleyball, women's soccer, the more stuff you go to, it accumulates points. So they reward people who go to the most events for the best seats. Like, so if you have gone to like 15 soccer games, you know, compared to somebody who didn't go to anything and you're wanting basketball tickets, you're going to have a chance to have a lot better seat at the game than they will.
Now, my question, I never asked this, is I never looked at the ticket that you gave me for the Davidson game. Did that ticket actually have like a seat number?
No.
Okay, it's just like
First come, first serve.
It's the general admission and student section.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
But it did have a door number.
Yeah. Explain to them the door system.
They got door number one, door number two, door three. And the highest priority, obviously, is number one. We had number one. I got there at 4:30. I was like the – by the time – I was up front, and then, you know, you had that – there was a couple people that were camping out, and then they had a group with them. So they
they're the diehards,
I don't blame them for that.
Because I was about to say, you're like, if you take that whole group of the same, like, just a group of people, you were, like, second in line.
And I knew exactly where they were going to sit. They weren't going to sit in the section we were planning on sitting. They were sitting in the section beside us, because that's where they always sit.
Gotcha.
So I knew that they weren't going to take the seats we needed. So, anyway, waiting.
Planning was well done for this venture. Yeah.
We were courtside, right behind the Charlotte bench. Right behind, we were, like, three people over from the scorer's table there.
Yeah, you can see us if you DVR'd it.
if you didn't, then I don't think it's on demand. So you're
sure. Just check Jeff's Twitter. I think Jeff tweeted it out at the Jeff Higgins.
But
and if you wanna add to my fame, you can follow me at PatrickWright83.
We had great seats. Patrick, I told him we were gonna have good seats. Did you think
I didn't think it was that? It was weird. It was I'm trying to think of a good analogy that I can compare this to. It was like someone being, this is going to sound weird, but it's like being 30 years old and someone inviting you to a dorm party. Because we got there. See, Jeff doesn't have this disclaimer at the bottom because Jeff is an actual student there. So he's free to go. I mean, that's what you do when you're a student at a college. Patrick is not. Patrick went to art school where they don't have a basketball or football team.
But they allow you to get up to two guest tickets per student ticket.
Yeah. But my thing is like at one point I think there's two things that I talk about. At one point I look at Jeff during the like halftime of this game, and you have to understand, we're on the front row of the student section who does all these chants, all these cheers.
You're standing up the whole game.
You have to stand the whole game. And I mean, me and Jeff aren't the young chickens anymore. We're both
speak for yourself.
30-plus years old, and I look at Jeff and I'm like, Jeff, dude, we're 30 years old. Why? What are we doing right now? When I look at him and I say that, I'm like, Jeff, you have all the reason in the world to be here. I do not. I don't go to this school. So, and it makes it even worse when it's on TV, and then you're thinking, okay, then people are going to watch this on TV because I'm sure people watch it, and they're going to see a 30-year-old Patrick standing there on the front row of the student section when it should be like a 20-year-old kid going crazy.
A 20-year-old kid should have got his ass in line earlier.
Exactly. This is the difference. Also, just carrying off from my rent. The girl that was behind us can kiss my ass because she got a little pissy whenever I came up at, like, what, 5:30 and got in line with
something
Jeff.
Like that, yeah.
And, oh, I can't believe people are cutting in line. Did you see that? Watch, he's going to just slip right in and think.
People had been doing that, like said. Like,
and I'm like, listen, that's planning. If you plan, if you have a group of people, designate one person per game that you want to, per big game that you want to go out there and stand out there, and if it's your turn, it's your turn. It's like watching a campsite.
They still had great seats.
Yeah, they're right behind us.
They could sit and hustle their ass. Exactly.
They were right behind us, and they didn't stand. They didn't do shit the whole time. They just sat there and hated life.
So they didn't deserve
to
sit in the front row. So
just think if they were on TV, at least when we get a screenshot and we're on TV, we're pissed off because it was a horrible call.
The whole game, you know.
Jess was so pissed off, she was sitting down.
Yeah, if you do look on my Twitter, I think I posted a picture of us. It was one of the ones that I could find, and they zoomed in on, and it was right after Willie Clayton got called for a bullshit flagrant one foul. I mean, it was an accident. The foul should have been called, but it should not have been called a flagrant one.
Pure crap.
You know anything about college basketball rules?
But my thing is, yeah, do you understand where I'm coming from, Jeff?
No, I understand.
Like, I never got to live that life because I went to community college and got my associate's degree. Then I went to art school that doesn't have that culture. And so I never got to live.
If
so,
they had a team, so I appreciate. For them.
I know. I appreciate me and a bunch of homosexual guys, because that's all that went to that school. No offense to anybody that's homosexual. That's just what. That's the people that went to that school. That's why I don't have a problem with it.
So like, what do you say to yourself?
Them. Huh? No, I was I defended my straightness all the time. But so I appreciate it. It was weird. It was a weird moment in life where I really appreciate the moment that, because I'm big on experiences, but I question my adulthood.
At one point, Patrick looked over to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not quoting him word for word, but he's like, you know, I just thought to myself, how in the hell did I end up right here?
Yeah, there's moments I've had, this is what I told Jess and Jeff, I've had four moments in my life to where I just look around and I'm like, how in the hell did I get here? Like, some circumstances throughout either the week or the month or the year had determined that I'm going to be right here with Jeff and Jess at this moment in the front row of one of the biggest games of USC Charlotte throughout the year. And it's just like, I can't pinpoint, because Jeff asked me like 2 weeks earlier if I wanted a ticket, and I was like, no, I don't want a ticket. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And then I went to the Asheville game, and I was like, yeah, see if there's some tickets on.
I was able to get you a ticket on my phone while we were at the Asheville game. So that's how, you know, last minute it was. 3 days prior.
So you just sit. Like, the example I gave is I do a few things with wrestling, but 2 or 3 years ago, whenever WrestleMania was in Atlanta, I worked at a convention in Atlanta, and I found myself at about 11 o'clock at night at a New York pizzeria in Atlanta, Georgia, making an order to a Arab guy that cussed because they had on their menu a big damn pizza with a Canadian guy that plays a Mexican character. A Jew.
You're not putting names out there?
No.
Okay.
A Jew and a man scout and...
You kind of did right there.
Yeah. And I can't remember who else was with us, but I'm like, why? How did I get here? If you'd have told me, like, these moments consist of, if you think about a moment in your life that happens or you experience, and you sit there and you think, if you would have told me that I was going to be living this moment, like a year or two from ago, I'd be like, you're out of your damn mind.
There was a point where I think it was probably in the second half, because at the beginning of the game, the play wasn't that full, but it got pretty full. The arena got full pretty fast. And Patrick,
that it did.
He turns around and looks up, and there's, you know, basically they asked all the students to wear white for that game. And we did, and not everybody did. It was the people behind us that he was talking about in line. They didn't. They were sitting down. They were a bunch of party poopers.
Yeah.
But Patrick looks up and turns around and looks up, and it is nothing but just packed students from
like a sea of white.
We're in row number one all the way to the damn ceiling.
It's like a wave of white that was coming over us.
Unfortunately, it was a hell of a game. We went to overtime, but we lost, and they actually won today. They played Appalachian State, and they actually broadcast it on TV. It was on WCCB again.
Oh, really?
I didn't watch
That's
it.
That's who's got the contract with them.
I watched about a couple minutes of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was watching the snowballs today in football.
But I was going to say, well, needless to say, I'm definitely going to go to every UNC Charlotte game that I can. With you guys,
they play Georgia
the
Tech on a Sunday late in December, and that's going
to
be a big game because they're ACC.
We're going
to
try
a superior conference, even though they're not a superior team.
Aren't we going to try to get tickets to that?
I already requested tickets. I already got them.
Oh, you already got me one too?
I think we're in door number two for that one because it was probably my fault.
I don't think that there's going to be a lot of people there.
It's during Christmas break for students.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's going to be a lot of people there. I mean, I think we will still get like lower levels, real close to the.
I'll be in the front of the line for door number two.
What time does that game start? I might go out there and hang out with you.
It's like a 6:30 game.
So you can go out there at 4:30 again.
Probably an hour and a half. Probably an hour before the game. It's not going to be that many people standing out there, I don't think, because You'll have the diehards. You'll have that group that's right in front of us probably. That you won't have all of them.
Yeah.
You know what I forgot to talk about, though?
What's that?
How about the guy standing right next to you?
Yeah. This guy was...
He was awesome.
He was awesome. Me and Jeff are sitting there. Jess came down right, like, literally 10 minutes. She got there because she was coming from the other side of Charlotte. Got there, like, 10 minutes after we got in and got a seat. And Jess comes down, and we're just sitting there just chilling, picking on this guy. And this guy looks like he's 12 in a tight suit for Davidson that walks by. And
you're not going to tell the whole story?
I'm not going to tell that whole story. Let's just say there was a heavier set guy about three rows above us that had no filter at what he was yelling at these people. But all of a sudden, I hear out of my right ear a guy just yell, "Everyone hates each and every one of you," or "I hate each and every one of you." And he kept saying it repetitively. And, I mean, he's had some good quotes. The one thing that rubbed me the wrong way was that when they called the flagrant foul, I looked at you and I said, "Let's start a bullshit chant." So me and you were going, "Bullshit, bullshit." And he looks at me and goes, "Stop it." I'm like, "Who the fuck are you to tell me to
exactly.
stop it? I'm a 30-year-old man." But I didn't say that.
I
didn't want them to
know. I didn't hear him say that. I just know that the bullshit chant didn't catch on.
No. And I'm like, okay, you're trying to show some class when you're telling everybody they hate them or their parents, their dad is cheating on their mom while they're playing this basketball game and stuff like that. And you're trying to show class when I try to chant bullshit.
Jimmy Waxall had some pretty good, had a couple good quotes from that night.
He did. The same 12-year-old wearing the tight suit.
I yelled at him. I said, "Does your mom know that you are out past curfew?"
Yeah, and this was like at 8 o'clock at night. But, yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting experience. It was fun. And it was, I still feel kind of weird about it, but I'm okay with it now. Like, I feel I've changed the mindset of that I'm a 30-year-old guy going to a college game, hanging out with a bunch of 20-year-old college kids and rooting this team on, to the fact that I'm a UNC Charlotte basketball fan now, and I have this hookup through Jeff that can give me these tickets, and I can go spend a good time with two of my friends. And we can cheer for this team in an unbelievable atmosphere.
I think you got the right that's the right attitude to have. You can't look at it like you're 30-year-old hanging out with college kids. You're not hanging out with college kids. You're there. You got an opportunity to have some kick-ass seats, hanging out with some friends, and enjoying pretty good damn good basketball.
Yes, and it's awesome. I like the I got a video on my phone of the entrance, like the intro they play before. They do the player introductions.
Yeah, I think my favorite part of all that is when normally it's Norm. That Norm is our mascot, the 49er mascot. Normally he's the one who runs out with that gigantic flag. Mm-hmm. But it was the day was a special occasion on the Davidson. They had the strength coach from the football team. That was the guy.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah. Normally it's
Norm. I thought it was a guy that was just dressed up like Norm.
Normally it's Norm. He's out there. I mean, it's cool. The lights are out. You know, you got the little scrolls along the basketball court that have the score and stuff. They're bright as shit, so the lights are out.
Then it says Charlotte, and it's like smoke's coming up.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool atmosphere.
And then they have a big spotlight that comes down right on the logo in the middle of the court, and the mascot comes out and waves a flag. Another thing that I like about them is like the machine gun shirt.
Oh, they have a Gatling gun T-shirt cannon.
Yeah, but I think. But, oh, another funny story from this was the guy, whenever they had that Gatling gun, he's like, "Shoot me in the face.
I will catch this T-shirt with my face."
which I
He was sitting right next to me. Yeah, so they would have shot at him. Yeah. There's like a high chance that they would have missed him and hit me.
Hit you. I looked dead at him and said, I would approve that. I would be entertained by
it. If you're sitting in the front row, that thing shoots him out so fast, you damn need a baseball glove to catch that.
Yes, yes. Which I would, if they would have shot one and hit that dude in the face, I'd have left because nothing else would have made that night even better.
I'm with you. If he would have stood there, hands behind his back, and they would have hit him square in the nose.
All for a T-shirt.
That would have been hard to be beat. That would have been hard to beat.
Yeah. But like Jeff said, they went to overtime, and they ended up losing. But it was an unbelievable experience, and thank you, Jeff.
Well, you're welcome
for
man.
Allowing me to come with you guys and experience that.
I tried to get Patrick to go to the Flying Saucer afterwards.
Yeah, he
respectfully declined.
Yes, I have a TV show that I have to edit and produce and put together every week, and it was due the next day, and I hadn't even touched it yet.
And I don't know about you, but I didn't get home till about 10:30.
Oh, I didn't either. But I got to bed like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That was
it took the night before that. I was in Winston-Salem for a wrestling convention, and it took me 50 minutes to get out of that parking deck. It only took me 25 to get out of the parking deck at UNC Charlotte, which they had. I swear to God, I went by one of the traffic monitors, whatever you call them. With
they had police officers out there.
Well, no. In the parking deck, they had kids.
I was on the bottom floor.
Like
you were on
14,
I don't know what you were
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was on like the third floor.
Yeah, it was easy.
Like a 14-year-old kid standing there. And I'm like, what the hell is he gonna do he don't even know how to drive? How can he direct traffic? This has gotta be illegal. See, I almost rolled down the window and asked him if he had a work permit.
That's that would cross the line.
Probably.
But
thank God I didn't. I don't have to regret that.
Last thing I'll say about the Charlotte game is, like I said, I couldn't believe that was an awesome atmosphere. We'd already talked about that. But out of 2 years of going to the games, I'd gone to some games in the past. I'm not going to go into that. But that was the most fans I've seen there. And that was the best atmosphere that I had been to in the last 2 years at Halton Arena.
Definitely. Awesome. The atmosphere was amazing.
I hope it can be the same for Georgia Tech. If you guys are listening to this and if you want to go see a hell of a game, come to the – look it up on the internet and find when Charlotte plays Georgia Tech at home. It's later this month. Come out. Tickets are like
it's
$5.
December 29th, isn't it?
They're like $5 or $10. The tickets are cheap.
It's December 29th.
Yeah, tickets are pretty cheap, so it'll be a good time. Come on out.
Definitely. And like we said, we're
–
All right, like we said, we're drinking the Victory Golden Monkey tonight, and that's once again, like Jeff, I know Jeff got into it a little earlier, and it's 9.5% alcohol, so it's a high level of alcohol, and it's one of it's not our favorite beer because we all know what our favorite beer is.
Red Oak,
out of Greensboro, North Carolina.
If you take the 9.5% in consideration, I'm not looking at a can right now, Coors Light is like right around 3.2, 3.4.
I was going to ask you, like, what is the usual, like, American-known beer?
Probably less than 3.5.
Really? I thought it was like 5.
Okay, I could be wrong. I have no
idea. It might be. You're the beer connoisseur of this
team. I got one in the
team.
Fridge. We can go look here in a little bit. But.
So, this is what we like. And also, even though this is out of PA, right?
Yeah, they're somewhere in Pennsylvania. I don't know exactly where.
Let me look at that. We got a bottle right here. It's Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
I couldn't tell you where that's at. But
brewed and bottled.
It's good stuff.
Victorybeer.com. Yeah, it's good stuff. And they make a lot of – they got to make a lot of different beers.
Yeah,
at Victory
they
Brewery.
Don't just do the Golden Monkey. I haven't had many from them, but I have had a few through my quest at the Flying Saucer.
And the thing about these, and I know I say this almost every episode, but if this is your first episode, we're based out of the like suburbs of Charlotte, North Carolina area, and we have a few like Harris Teeter, a few of the Harris Teeters around Harrisburg and Charlotte are very good about carrying like local or small brewery beers that we can pick up. But there's also a few wine vaults and wine up. And
there's a place called Total Wines and a
Total
Wine Vault.
Wine.
Yep.
And those are good places that they usually do the single beers, which is what fucked me over today.
I like going to Total Wines though because, like,
Where is Total Wine?
Do you know where Buffalo Wild Wing is in University area? It's off of Harris. If you're on Harris and you pass the Hilton and all that crap, go across Tryon. It's going to be on your right. You're going to see Qdoba.
Okay,
you're
I know where
Qdoba
is.
You're going to see a sign for Jimmy John's, and you're going to see Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay,
it's
I know
right,
where you are.
It's in that little. It's right next to Ashley.
See, I should have went there. Do they sell six packs?
Yeah.
Or like the packs?
They sell singles and six packs.
Gotcha.
And it's two different prices for each.
Yeah, because I overpaid like shit for this.
They have a section in there, and I don't know. I'm guessing it's probably 300 beers, maybe anywhere between 150 and 300. I haven't counted them.
Really? They have Red Oak there?
They have like just beer. This is just beer. No, I'm not. They have a lot more than that.
Is it like a it's a store, isn't it?
I mean, they
or is it like the, a it's
the,
like a bar?
The count that I was talking about is that's for the make your own six pack.
But is Total Wine like a store?
It's a like a wholesale store almost.
But it's like you walk in. It's like I was about to say. It's like
do you know
it's,
where do you know
like
where
we went in this place at, in Voorhees, New Jersey when we were up in when me and a few friends were up in Voorhees. And you walk in, and it's just got shelves and shelves of beer.
That's all. That's
wine.
What
is that like Total Wine?
They have more wine than beer, and they have a shit really? Ton of beer. They don't sell liquor, but they do sell you know like any kind of drinking accessories you need. They have like two or three aisles worth of beer, like long aisles, and the rest of it's wine. They have wine that goes from like probably $20 a bottle, probably to over $1,000 a bottle.
Wow.
They have everything.
There's wine that's over $1,000 a bottle?
I'm sure, yeah.
Wow. All right.
Fuck that.
I know. Seriously. All right.
And you thought you got ripped off tonight?
Man. I know. I thought I got ripped off by paying $30 for 2 6-packs. That's $15 a six-pack.
He paid about $5 too much, folks.
Per six-pack. Jesus Christ.
That's a learning experience.
And that's with the 25% discount, Jeff. The girl looked at me and said, "Oh, you get a 25% discount because you're buying 2 6-packs." I'm like, "Awesome! It's going to be like $15." And she's like, "Total is $30.82." And I'm like, "What?"
I know where you bought that. I've been there once. That's the Wine Vault.
Yeah.
And then they have a lot of good stuff.
Good
too,
people.
But I will say this: you were there today, right?
Imagine the size of that store. Was the only place that I knew to call.
Imagine the size of the store.
Okay.
Total Wines is about 5 or 6, 7 times bigger than that.
Wow. It's like an old grocery store?
Like a tiny grocery store.
Nice.
What was I saying? The Wine Vault, I went there one time. They have that you can also do the make your own six pack. Total Wines has a better selection, but the Wine Vault, I made my own six pack. It was like $17. And at Total Wines, I do it all the time now. I still have 3 or 4 of them left in the fridge from the last time, and it's normally about $11 or $12 bucks.
Yeah, I need to go to Total Wine. I need to put that shit in my GPS. All right, moving on. We talked about last Wednesday when we went to the Davidson game, but we also had an awesome experience Saturday night.
It was a Christmas party hosted by one of our friends.
Yeah, it was our friend's Christmas party, which is going to be the second year that they've had it. And Jeff and Jess got there a little early. Me and my wife came a little later. And once we got in, after I threw some accusations at Jeff for not putting me as his partner on the cornhole tournament, he finally smartened up.
Last minute, right in.
Yeah, he wrote me in last minute, and Jess and Danielle, my wife, got to be on a team.
It turned out good. I had Jess as my teammate. I'm sure we would have probably done.
Y'all probably would have won it anyway.
We probably would have won, but when Pat got there, I scratched Jess and put Pat in for me,
No offense to Jess.
No offense, Jess, but it ended up being a good move. We won the whole damn thing.
Yeah, and we played. I think let's take them through the night because we. We got there. The big thing about this party, before we get into the cornhole tournament, the big thing about this party is that there's a huge bonfire with a bunch of leaves that whenever it's lit, it looks like a damn bomb going off because they put a bunch of gasoline in it.
I don't know if you're capable of sharing that. I don't know. I don't know how that goes, but there's an awesome video from last year on YouTube of that. I showed my brother and
we'll try to share it on our Saucer Nerds
mechanic,
Saucer Nerds
Saturday.
Facebook page,
yeah.
Which is facebook.com/Saucer Nerds. Sorry, put that in there, Jeff. Continue.
Well, I showed my brother Dave and Pete the mechanic earlier on Saturday before I went to the party of that video last year.
Wild,
and they were like their jaw.
I wasn't. I don't know that I was there last year when they lit the fire.
I wasn't there when they lit it. I wasn't either.
We got there later.
I just saw the video of it.
Yeah.
It's still a massive fire. Like, when we got there tonight, well, sorry, it wasn't tonight. It was last night. I drove by the residence probably because my GPS kind of it's in they're
it's in a weird country, yeah okay? Yeah.
But I drove by the house because one reason my GPS was messed up. The second reason was I was looking for a big ass fire to kind of guide me in, because last year we could see it coming.
Oh yeah, you could see it like coming up past the gas station.
And it wasn't lit, so it might have been lit, but I didn't see it at the time.
But it never got lit. That's
it didn't. It was
because the wind.
Windy.
Yeah, the wind was too high.
We tried to talk him into it, but then you had some other people there that
were smarter than us.
Used to work for the fire department. They advised against it. So.
And we didn't want to burn down their neighborhood. But we had a lot of fun, though. It was an awesome party, drama-free party, a bunch of cool people. Was slightly disappointed when I got there, and all there was a fire pit with two pieces of wood on it. And then the fire experts, Jeff and Jess, took over and got a good hot coal bed.
Damn right.
And then we had a fire, and it was game on from there. But moving back towards the tournament, cornhole tournament, our first game was against Brittany's mom and another lady.
It might have been Brittany's mom and Brittany's aunt. They were older. You know, they were probably in their 40s, 50s, something like that.
And they seem to be fairly new to the cornhole experience. And we didn't realize, because we weren't in there. We were standing by the fire pit getting that shit good and going.
We didn't realize
the rules. And the rules were we played until 11, so we thought we were playing at 21. And next thing you know, Jeff drops us off at 11, and we win. And
they changed the rules, though. Like it was weird, because that first match, I don't know. We were spot on.
Yeah, we were all night. But
we didn't know the rules, and
we didn't know they played the rules that if you go over, you lose.
Well,
we didn't even know that going in.
If
that would
have happened in the first round, we'd have lost.
I know. And you threw the one in the hole in the first round. They gave us 11, and we were like, oh, that's a game. And they're like, oh.
It was quick.
Yeah. Oh, it was like maybe 5 minutes at most.
It was like, I think it was two throws each, and that was two throws from each side, and that was it.
And it was done. And then we moved on to the second round, and we faced the young girl and the young guy, wasn't it? No.
Well,
who do we face in the second round?
I don't know. The second round was there. How many rounds were there? Three or four?
Three.
Okay. The second round we faced the woman that was pregnant and her husband.
That's right. That's right. Good call. And they were pretty good. But once again,
not good enough.
Me and Jeff prevailed. And then we faced Brittany's two brothers, Patrick and Philip, and to say that this was an epic cornhole match is an understatement.
You know, we played a lot of cornhole in your backyard.
Yes.
You know, in I think the thing that made it more, you know, made it more of a event was that there was probably 20 people, maybe more, that was gathered around them. But we were playing this inside.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that. We were playing this in a basement to where the boards weren't even the regulation 25 feet from each other. So it was a shorter field. And also, there was a ceiling about probably 8 or 9 foot high.
Nah, I think it was a 7 foot ceiling, because
it wasn't high at all.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Okay, Patrick. I
could have reached up very easily. And
well, Brittany's brothers were named Patrick and Philip. And were they
taller than you? They're both about my same height.
It might not have been 7 feet. I think it was 7 feet, but there was
now Philip might be. I think Patrick's my height. Philip might be a little taller than
there
me.
Was. I think he is too. There was some air conditioning ducts that were hanging a little bit lower, and all of them were kind of. They were ducking
down.
That's how low the ceiling was.
So, and these boards had the what's it called, Jeff?
Ass Clown Brewing.
Well, that's not where I was going, but they were Ass Clown, and we'll get to Ass Clown Brewery. But they had the paint, clear coat over where
that's
they
what
had
you want to do there.
Painted. I know, but it hadn't got roughed up enough to where it was slick. So this is where it kind of got hard, in a sense that you have a low ceiling to where you can't throw it, like arch it to the board. And so you have to throw it kind of low and missile-esque. And almost you almost they were so close to each other, you almost have to hit like right behind the front of the board in order for it to slide up and stay on the board.
My usual technique is to I'll normally lob it pretty high. Well, I got a few practice throws and I realized I couldn't do that shit. So once I got dialed in pretty quick. Like I did two practice
that
throws.
That you did.
And I think it might have been my first throw versus the first round. I threw one a little. I was low, but I threw it a little hard, and like somebody's like, "Don't throw it! Don't put it down through the sheetrock," you know. But after that, I got it dialed in. I kind of figured it out to where, like Patrick was saying, you had to kind of land it right.
Yeah, it was weird.
Right above the front ledge, and it would just slide right up.
Because you know, like anybody that plays cornhole knows that when the boards slid in a little closer, it makes it that much easier to put them where you want to put them.
No, we had a low ceiling.
But a low ceiling made that much harder.
It wasn't as hard for me because I am about five, six and a half compared to Patrick and Philip, who are all
like
probably
6'3"
and over.
Yeah.
So.
And now when Jeff says dialed in, he was dialed in the whole tournament. But to give the story justice or last night justice, everyone that played in that final game was dialed in. I'm talking about everyone.
We were matching, holding it for holding it.
This,
you know? Like the people sitting right beside the thing, they were like, "This is fucking awesome."
Yeah, this cornhole game, not tournament. This one match lasted an hour because me and Jeff
21.
Yeah, we were playing a 21 for the championship. Me and Jeff jumped out to a big lead to start off because Patrick dialed in on the.
And I got cold.
Yeah, Patrick dialed in. And then Patrick and Philip started hitting them.
They got dialed in.
And when I say like Jeff would throw and get one in the hole, Philip would throw and get one in the hole, Jeff would throw and get one in the hole, Philip would throw and get one in the hole, then they'd both land one on the board. And like I think for about 20 minutes it was 18-17.
And then
we just kept answering each other.
It was a dramatic finish as
yeah,
well.
And then the end, I think Patrick got a little caught up in the moment.
He had a premature celebration. They thought they won.
Yeah, because there was one on the board, and then I had thrown another one on the board, but it was right by the hole, like half in, half out type deal. And Patrick threw it and knocked mine in, but they had one on the board, which if he would have knocked mine in without one of theirs on the board, it would have gave us 22, and it would have been done. Because the score was 19-18.
If you went over, you lost.
Yeah, and if you went over, you lost. So
that was the hardest part. If you went, I've never played by those rules. I've always played
which
by.
I like those rules because that made the whole end part. Like there was a few that I threw that were about a foot short because I was scared that I was going to throw it in the hole and then we'd lose.
I've always played by the if you go over, then it doesn't count and you just get back to your last number. But this was, if you went over by one, you lost the game.
Yeah, those were unique rules, and I don't know if Blake just came up with them.
Some people didn't like the rules. I'm not gonna say who, and they were arguing before they even started playing. But it's house rules, and it was Blake's house, and he was
exactly.
The referee. He was sitting right there in the
middle
of
his party.
And that's how it was.
But we did win. We won two jugs of Ass Clown beer, Ass Clown Brewery beer, based out of Cornelius, North Carolina.
Yeah. I haven't opened mine yet. Mine was Mandarin something.
We tasted one.
The one that we tried was lemon ginger.
All right, I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah,
remember.
Yeah. It was good. You can tell it was stout. It was, I don't know the percentage. But they write it on the cap what the alcohol percentage is. And I don't know what that one was. I think the one that I have in my fridge, which is the Mandarin Orange, is about the same as Golden Monkey here.
Oh, really?
It's pretty close. It's written on the cap.
Does it have the alcohol?
They wrote it on the cap is what they calculated.
Gotcha. What is the alcohol?
It's got a very simplistic label. You know,
yeah.
It's got art drawn from our buddy whose party it was.
But I like the jars that they're in.
It's not your typical growler. I guess Blake was calling them a growler. I don't know if you would call that a growler. It's like a, and probably more than a pint. It might be a pint and a half, 2 pint glass, or it might be just a pint. I don't. But it's one. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. But it's pretty.
It's like a what do they call it? What are those jugs called that were like people blow in them to play like old timey movies? It's like. You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's not a mason jar. It's a...
like something like that?
Yeah.
And there's one behind you, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Those used to hold moonshine from my family members back in the day.
Yeah, like that. Like, it's if anyone knows what I'm talking about, it's a... like a
jug.
Yeah, it's a jug.
It looks like a jug.
And it's like a miniature
but
jug.
But it has no handle.
I thought it had a handle. Does it not have a handle?
Those don't, no.
But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to call them. But yeah, it was an epic party. Like, awesome fun. Oh, okay. I was thinking, and Jeff just went and got the jug out of his fridge.
I'm trying to find out how much is in this thing. It doesn't say the fluid ounces. It's
like Jeff said. It's a very generic label with the. Circle that says Ass Clown Brewery with a big clown smile.
I was wrong. On the cap, they did. It's 6.5%, 6.5%.
Which is still pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's good for craft brew. It's very unique label. It does have a back label, having the ingredients. I think that is required by law. I was wrong about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's required by law to put your ingredients, at least the FAA? Is it FAA?
I don't know. On the back, it says, among the other things about talking about their brewing technique, it says, don't be one, drink one. And they're talking about the title being Ass Clown.
Nice. But, yeah, it was an epic party. But that's only part one of this party. Because part two, I don't know if Jeff, okay, I explained this a few times throughout the podcast. But Jeff, if you have to break me and Jeff down by category, I'm the city boy, Jeff's the country boy. Jeff's the one that goes hunting, that like works out on the farm,
shoots a bunch of guns,
and I'm the one that plays on his computer all day and has an office job.
Went to art school.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't get to do a bunch of crazy country things, and I consider this a crazy country thing. But last night, Jeff, tell the people last night what was presented to us that we got to enjoy.
Some people call it a potato cannon. Some people call it a potato gun. I'm one of those people that call it a potato gun. If you've never seen one, type it into YouTube now. After you get done listening to this podcast.
Yeah, pause the podcast. Go, if you're on your smartphone, iPhone preferably, hit the little Siri button or home button to go back. Go to your YouTube app and look up potato cannon or potato gun. And see what this thing's made of before we tell you this story, so you can completely understand what we're talking about.
They're relatively easy to make. It's pretty much all PVC piping, like you would do for any plumbing job, plus a ignition system, which this one had a push button red grill igniter.
Yeah, this thing, like
I've seen these on YouTube before. I've never shot one or been in the presence of one.
See, that amazes
me that you've never shot one. I knew of them. Yeah.
But, it's made completely of PVC pipe. And the way that this thing was constructed, especially with the little button that ignites it, is amazing.
It's a grill lighter is all it
is. Yeah.
And it uses
speaking
for fuel.
Of grill lighter, to get on a second subject, Blake, one of the host of the party, was walking around with this little grill lighter that was just out in the middle of nowhere, like out in the middle. Like, it just had its two little prongs that's supposed to go to something that lights the grill.
We're sending electrical current out.
Yes, and it shocks the shit out of you. And Jess made us all look like pussies by just standing there taking it on her hand and not moving, to where every time it hit me, I had to go like jump like I just shit myself.
You could see her hand pulsating, but
she was just holding it there.
Ran like a little girl.
Yeah.
And I didn't even want to try the damn thing. So.
And then I tried to shock Blake in the ass. And I was so drunk off of moonshine and apple pie and beer that we had drank that night that I shocked the shit out of myself. Did you see that, Jeff?
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, Blake's sitting there talking to somebody, and I'm trying to sneak up behind him. And I put both of them in his back pocket.
I'm
going to hit it. Yeah, because I held the whole thumb in my hand.
You had your thumb on the top part.
Yeah, and I just said, and it just shot the shit out of me.
That's the same thing I did. Remember, I was like, I don't know exactly what I said, but I said something like, only idiots going to fall for something like this or whatever to do. And then I picked it up.
Then you hit the button.
And I was going to do it to Blake. And I was holding it the wrong way.
Yes, that's what I did.
I held it the same way that Patrick did, and I had my thumb on top, which was to some of the electrodes that, and I shocked the hell out of myself before I got the guy who was going to do it. So actually I was the idiot right there. So,
but okay. So that was a side story. Back to the potato gun. The potato gun is one of the most amazing inventions ever. Not to mention that apparently you're supposed to use Rite Aid. Rite Aid.
There's not a certain thing you're supposed to use. Like the two guys that made this, they said that over time they had realized that it was Rite Guard spray deodorant for men.
That's right. Yeah.
That was like it was the most flammable. It didn't have any powder. It was just all, you know. So
like spray cans.
They forgot that part, and they ended up having to leave and go back and track down where the hell they left it. The host of the party found some Glade Christmas tree scent. Like it looked like one of those things that like a refill can or a can that you would put in one of those automatic sprayers.
Yeah,
it goes off every 15 minutes,
yeah.
30 minutes.
It's like it was a smaller can than your usual aerosol can.
So, yeah, and
but it worked. It worked like a charm.
It had combustibility, you know. It basically, so if you're not familiar with the potato gun, what you do is there's a back cap that has the ignition system on it, right? You unscrew it, you spray, you know, like I've seen a lot of people on the internet use hairspray. You know how flammable that shit is.
Oh yeah.
So they had
some hairspray out there, didn't they?
I don't know if they did or not.
Brittany, the other host of this party, Blake's wife, brought out like 3 or 4 cans of stuff. Then we chose the Christmas tree scent just so we could enjoy the smell of Christmas trees while we shoot the potatoes into a tree.
But it was awesome. We have a video on.
Yeah, we'll post them. We'll share them on our Saucer Nerds website, our Saucer Nerds Facebook page. That it can be found at saucernerds.com. Also on our Twitter at saucernerds. I'm sorry, the Facebook is. I'm sorry, I've been drinking a little bit.
Golden monkey, man.
Oh, yeah. This golden monkey's starting to bite me. Golden monkey's punching me in the gut. You can find us on Facebook at. No, sorry. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/saucernerds and on Twitter at saucernerds. And we'll post these videos that you can see this. Potato can that sounds and looks like a damn shotgun when it goes off on a few of these occasions. There we go. Yeah, we're watching the Panthers game, so if you hear us get excited.
Charles Johnson has got a sack, or maybe not a sack, but pretty close.
But anybody that has a chance to shoot this potato gun, or a potato gun or potato cannon, you need to do this because it's freaking amazing. But that's our adventurous week that we've had. That's the fun that we get to experience as good friends. And it was awesome, right? We stand here talking to you as cornhole champions.
I had a blast. Do you still have that?
I do. I took the piece of paper that the bracket was wrote on, and I'll frame that shit and put it in my office. I'm framing everything else and putting it in my office, so I need to frame that one and put it in my office. But, yeah, well, we're going to get out of here because we got a Panthers game to watch. Go
Sorry,
Panthers.
We've already missed about. Well, we haven't missed it. We've been watching it silently, but somewhat silently. But it's like 8 minutes left in the first half, so.
So we're going to get to this Panthers game once again. We thank you for listening to the Saucer Nerds podcast. If you like it, please leave a comment here on iTunes or on Podomatic.com where we host this thing at. If you want to visit our website. At Saucer Nerd, I'm sorry, www.saucer. I'm getting this at. Everything I want to say, I'll say at.
It's golden monkey, dude.
Yeah.
You have.
Visit our website, www.saucernerds.com. I'm going to make Jeff finally put up a beer review because we have a section for it on this Golden Monkey stuff.
By the time this airs, there will be a beer review of Golden Victory.
I'm going to hold him to it. But once again, thank you for listening. Join us every Wednesday when we release these new episodes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And
I'm going to hold Patrick to the Wednesday deadline.
I know. I've been slack on this Wednesday deadline thing. But once again, uh-oh. Hold on.
Go.
Hold on. It's a face mask. All right, guys. We got to go. We're getting this Panther
game. That's 15 extra yards.
That's 15. All right, guys. Have a good night or day or whatever the hell you do.
Saucer Nerd Podcast is a product of Triptych Media and is in no way affiliated or associated with the Flying Saucer Restaurant.